As God's chosen ones, he writes, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves. Clothe or robe yourselves with compassion. Now look at this list. Compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Let's take them one at a time. Compassion. The word here, it's actually two words. The NRSV renders it as having a one word meaning, but it's actually two words in Greek. Splachna oiktirmu. Splachna oiktirmu. Now you almost have to spray that first word, splachna, and it literally means guts. All right? From the very center core of your emotional being. In the ancient world, the cardia, the heart, was where one's mind and thought process existed, and the splachnoi were the place where the emotions existed. It's also sometimes translated as bowels. Ooh. Splachna. You have to spray it when you say it. Splachna. In other words, gut-felt compassion. Gut-felt. You could say bowel-felt, but that would be very different. Gut-felt compassion. Deeply at your centermost, innermost, coremost being. Your gut-felt compassion. We're called to have gut or core or innermost compassion for each other. Kindness. Good definition here is the quality of being helpful, beneficial, upright with others, and specifically, most especially, with family members. Having spent some time with family members yesterday, I can realize why it would need to be encouraged to be kind, be kindred towards one another, and put it on like a garment. Now, sometimes you don't want to be kind towards family, do you? They're the ones that you can say things to that you probably ought not to say. But Paul says, put on kindness. Gut-felt, innermost, core-felt compassion and kindness. Humility. The quality of not being overly impressed by a sense of one's self-importance. Humility. And it's paired with the word meekness, which means literally self-control or tamed. It's an equestrian term in the original language, meaning to be tamed, to be controlled, to be brought under the control of a master. Interesting. Not weak, not milquetoast, but humble and controlled. And finally, and what is probably just about the hardest for most of us, patience. A state of remaining tranquil while awaiting an outcome. Now you've got to be kidding me, right? Patient? When I was growing up, I was impatient. I was impatient to get out of elementary school and into junior high. And then I was impatient to get out of junior high and into high school. And then I was impatient to get out of high school and into college. And then I was impatient to get out of college and into graduate school. And then I wasn't really impatient to get out of graduate school. I kind of liked that a little bit too much. I kind of continued on and on and on and on. But eventually, I got out of graduate school. And then I was impatient in one church and then impatient in another church. And finally, God kicked me in the core of my being, in the splachna, in the compassion center, and reminded me of the necessity of humility, kindness, meekness, and patience. These characteristics, these virtues, do not come easily to most people. Gut-felt compassion at the core of our very being. We're frequently willing to be compassionate towards some if it doesn't take any effort upon our own self. But gut-felt compassion means it flows from the very core of our being, from the very element of our existence. From deep down inside, we're called to have compassion towards each other. Not to some faceless stranger, not to somebody over in Ethiopia or Outer Mongolia, but to our sisters and our brothers. And we're called to be kind, to treat each other like family, helpful, beneficial, upright. And we're called to do so with humility, recognizing that we're just like each other. None of us any better than the other. All sisters and brothers together. Under control of God, meekness, and patient. Patient. Patient with each other. Patient with ourselves. Patient even with God. Bear one another. Okay, that's okay. That's a nice list, Greg. Okay. Paul's going to keep going, right? Yep, he's going to keep going. It's going to get worse. Bear with one another. I want to be a bear to some people. No, bear with one another. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so also you must forgive. Well, I don't want to forgive. I like holding things against people. Sorry. Jesus said it in the what we call the Lord's Prayer. It's really the prayer he taught his disciples. Our Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I like how the Presbyterians say it. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. When you put money on it, that really makes it come home. It puts it to the splagna, doesn't it? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. And notice it goes both ways. The forgiveness is to go both ways. We're not supposed to hold grudges. We're supposed to have gut-felt, innermost core-felt compassion towards each other and kindness with humility and meekness and be patient with each other and forgive each other when something goes awry. Above all, now if that's not enough, and by the way, friends, that's tough, isn't it? But if that's not enough, above all, clothe yourselves. Now, you've just clothed yourself with gut-felt compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, and you've been called to forgive each other and bear with each other. Now he's going to add yet another layer onto it. Clothe yourself. Above all this, clothe yourselves with love. And this isn't mushy kind of love, or the kind of love that you give in order to get something back. Well, if I scratch your back, you can scratch my kind of love. Or, you know, I'll love them in order to get a present. No. Above all, clothe yourselves with agape. That's the divine ultimate form of love, considering the needs of another as being more important than or essential to your own needs. Clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Wow. Paul's words to the church in Colossae is, have love for each other. A love that comes with gut-felt, innermost-felt compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. And forgive each other. Because you have these characteristics, forgive each other, and above all, love each other. And when you do this, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. The end of conflict, the end of againstness, the arene of Christ, the reign of Christ, Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. And be thankful. So, at the end of the year, at the end of the calendar year, here the first Sunday in Christmas, just 5 weeks now into the church liturgical year, we are called. We are called to come together with gut-felt compassion, with kindness, with humility, with meekness, with patience, forgiving one another, and clothing ourselves with love which binds it all together. And in the midst of this, accept the peace of Christ and be thankful for what we have received. Paul's not done. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, and in case you missed it, hear it clearly this time. Whatever you do could possibly be translated as in everything that you do, in deed or in word, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Wow. Well, you know, I wanted to beat my brother up yesterday. Does that, I have to do that in the name of the Lord Jesus? No, you don't beat your brother up. Well, I want us, sorry. Gut-felt compassion, kindness, meekness, humility, patience, forgiving, loving, with the peace of Christ. We're called to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. What do you give thanks to God for? I give thanks to God for the joy of being part of a compassionate family of faith. The joy of participating in the kindred characteristics of this family of faith. Sharing together with humility and meekness. And sometimes it's struggling on the patience, but it's there. It's there. As a gift of God, and the forgiving characteristic of a congregation and of a people of God, and indeed, the calling that we all have to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. What about 2016? You know, 2015 went very fast. It was an incredibly fast year. And 2016 promises to be so as well. Mom says they get worse as you go on. They get faster, and they get faster, and they get faster. As I was coming home last night from my mom's house, from a family get-together, and as I was driving on the interstate, and I just passed the George Bush intersection there, and there's a tornado on the highway ahead of me. Oh, wow, look at that. Wow. Gut-felt compassion makes a lot more sense in the face of something like that. Kindness, humility, meekness, patience makes a whole lot more sense when faced with the majesty of something like that, with the terror of something like that. What faces us in 2016? A whole year. A year of opportunities to have gut-felt compassion in 2016. To have kindness in 2016. To have humility in 2016. To have meekness in 2016. To have patience in 2016. to forgive each other in 2016, to love each other in 2016, and to do all that we do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in 2016. I love to end a year with this note of thanksgiving by saying, when I get to the end of the year, well, I made it through 2015. I made it through this year. Thank you, God, for getting me through this year. And I like to take my congregations into saying something like that when I say, you know, we made it through 2015. I want you to say that with me. We made it through 2015. Okay, say that louder. We made it through 2015. Now, looking forward, with gut-felt compassion, looking forward with kindness and humility and meekness and patience, yes, patience, looking forward with forgiveness and love, looking forward with thanksgiving, looking forward into the new year, 2016, with faith, let us move forward and proclaim in all that we do the love of God to all and with all and for all. And looking forward to a year from now, looking forward to a year, 2016, which will be a busy year for the church and for the nation and for the world, let us say with faith, not that we will make it through 2016. Let's say it with faith in the past tense as well. We made it through 2016. I want you to say that with me. We made it through 2016. That sounds strange, doesn't it? Got a whole year ahead of us. Yep. But with the presence of God in our lives, with the gut-felt compassion, with the kindness and the humility and the meekness and the patience and the forgiveness and the love and the thanksgiving of God in our lives, we know we can indeed make it through 2016. So in faith, let us go forth, thanking God, praising God for this year, and looking with faith towards the next, with the word of faith, the word of hope, and the acts of love in our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
In your presence, Lord, let me learn at your
been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of the First United Methodist Church in Commerce, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2015 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information and for other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 1709 Highway 24, Commerce, Texas, 75428. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.